Okay, so we started discussing Yichud yesterday, and we started talking about just the basic background to what the nature of the Yisur Yichud is. We were talking about the concept of a Siyag Daraisa and how Yichud may be a classic example of Siyag Daraisa. But now let's get into what the actual Yisur is. Let's talk about first thing you have to do before you attack any area of Halacha, any subject in Halacha, is you have to determine what kind of Yisur are we talking about. Are we talking about a Nisa Daraisa, a Nisa Drabanan, a Minhag, maybe something between the Daraisa and Drabanan, a Nisa Midivrei Kabbalah, because in order to understand where the kulas are going to be, where the chumras are going to be, how to assess and analyze any shaila related to any halacha, you have to know what the where to start. You have to know where the yisur begins. So if you look in the Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Pei Amud Beis, that's where the sugya begins. The Mishnah tells us lo yisiach adam mishtei nashma v'lisha achas misiachedus mishtei nashim. First thing, before it tells us that there is an yisur of yichud, it tells us the rules of the yisur yichud, and that the rules are inequitable. They're different for men and for women. One man and two women, aser. One woman and two men, mutter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af ish echad misyachim shtei nashim b'zman sheishto imo. Rabbi Shimon says, oh, if your wife is with you, that takes away the issue. So we start negotiating what the exact number of people to create an issue yichud would be. Right? How many people would be necessary to have an issue yichud in the first place? So ask the Gemara, though, let's skip ahead. The Gemara says, minanimili. And where do we know this history of Yichud to begin with? Amr Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rabbi Shimon, remez li Yichud min HaTorah minay. Where do we find a remez to Yichud min HaTorah? So all the language we hear, the Lashonos, you have to look at very carefully. We're asking remez li Yichud min HaTorah. What does it sound like? Are we talking about a din d'oraisa? Or are we talking about a din d'rabbanan? From the language itself. What do you get out of this? Remez sounds more like a Lashon Rabbanan. Minat Torah sounds a little more Daraisa. Okay. Shenemar ki yisizcha chicha ben imecha. Ki yisizcha chicha ben imecha. V'chi ben eim meisis ben av eino meisis. Now this pasuk is not about Yichud at all. This pasuk is about meisis. So we're saying, oh, but the words ben and imecha are right next to each other. Ooh, if those words are right next to each other, it must mean that those words and what those words mean are allowed to be in a room alone together. So it's a heter of a son and a mother to have Yichud. Oh, if there's a heter of a son and a mother to have Yichud, it must be a tasser for everybody else to have Yichud. So what kind of lima is that? Is that a kal v'chomer, a binyana, a gzeir shava? It's nothing. It's none of the kinds of lima. It's not any of the Yigam Mishatar Rashatan. And it seems like a very, very strange lima to learn Nisr Daraisa from such a pasuk. That the word ben and the word aim are next to each other, and that therefore creates a Nisr. Sounds a little bit funny. But the Gemara seems to take it seriously that this is a real bona fide drasha, the Gemara seems to say. And therefore we have an Issa Yichud. When you only read this Gemara, you get the distinct impression that Yichud is, that this pasuk is must be Nasmachta, must not really be the real Issa Min HaTorah, because it's such a strange drasha. We don't have drashas like that. So the Gemara Nafel Dezara makes it abundantly clear that Yichud is an Issa Daraisa. The Gemara tells us how when Amnon raped Tamar, that David HaMelech made a gezeira on Yichud. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara tells us that the Beis Din of Shammai and Hillel, also of the Talmid of Shammai and Hillel, also made a gezeira against Yichud. So the Gemara says, gezeira against Yichud? Yichud's min HaTorah. So Avod Zor Lam Vavim Beis. Yichud's min HaTorah. How can you say gezeira against Yichud? So the Gemara has a clear three-step hierarchy of the Yisur of Yichud. The Gemara says, well, Yichud min HaTorah is Yichud Eishes Ish. To have Yichud with a married woman, that's min HaTorah. David HaMelech was gozer on Yichud with a Pnuya, with a single girl. And then came along the Bezen of Shammai and Hillel, they were gozer even Yichud with a Goya, with a non-Jew. So that's how it breaks down. Now, L'chora, there are a few things missing from that list. What about Yichud with a Nida? Not an Ish V'Sish, a Nida. What about Yichud with other Arayos, with your aunt? It's not your mother. Mother is mutter. Somehow it's not on that list. So what do we do? What do we do with arayos that are not a penuya? Right? Not penuya means a girl who's tahora. That's a penuya. What if she's a nida? So that may or may not be arayos. That's its own very interesting discussion, whether nida has the status of arayos to begin with. But so that it doesn't say on the list. So pashtus is when the Gemara says nevadazari yichud eshes ish is darayos. It doesn't just mean eshes ish; it means all arayos. Yichud is arayos. It's darayos. What's the classic arayos? What's the classic example of something that's arayos? Classic arayos is eshes ish. Good. So, and the Gemara is very clear, uses the word Doraisa. But then you take a look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Lam Zayin Amalav. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the hedge of roses, Suga B'Shashad. Rabbi Lam has a book called Hedge of Roses on Hilchas Nida, because it's based on the Medrash that if a woman says that I saw dam that's red like a rose, then the husband will stay away from her. That even Suga B'Shashanim, even like a small hedge of roses, will be enough for Yifra Suban Pratzos that the Jewish people are going to stay away from violating the Yisr. Even though there's no massive iron wall separating you from the Yisr, we have enough self-discipline that will stay away from the Yisr. When a man's wife is Anida, that will stay away from her. So it says in Maran Sanhedrin that there was a min that said to Rav Kahana, this is Sanhedrin Lama Zayin Amar Allah. Certain men said to Rav Kahana, Amrisu nida shari yichud ibadi gavra. You say a nida is allowed to have yichud with her husband. Ef sharesh benoros veinim av heves. What? Flammable material next to something. How could it be that that is mutter? Hatori ida leinu suga b'shoshanim. The Torah was made suga b'shoshanim. That it's not a problem. That even kasuga b'shoshanim, we're not going to make any breaches in the fence. Now, where's that pasuk of Suga B'Shoshanim? That's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So, pasuk in Shir HaShirim teaches us that you're allowed to have yichud with your wife when she's anida. Okay? And Reish Lakish says, no, it's a different pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Kepelech harim and rekaseich, afilu rekanim shabach malei mitzvah skrimon. And then Rabbi Zeira quotes a pasuk in Chumash. Ve'areich es reich begadav al tegri begadav el bogdav. So it's either a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, another pasuk in Shir HaShirim, or a pasuk in Chumash that teaches us that one is allowed to have yichud with their wife when they are a nida. Given that Gemara, is the issue of yichud in general, yichud arayis, darayis d'rabbana? We have pasukim in Shir HaShirim teaching us that it's mutter with ishto nida. So l'chari, you could take this in two directions. One way to take it is, well, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter if there's no Issa Daraisa to begin with? Meaning, if the whole Issa were only Drabanan, I wouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Mutter. Right? Because it's Mutter and Daraisa anyway. So I wouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me that for Ishtonida, oh, we have an exception for Ishtonida, it's Mutter. It's Mutter for everyone, Midaraisa. Elamai, it must be that it's also for everyone, Midaraisa. And that's why I need a Pasuk to tell me Ishtonida's Mutter. So that's one way you could take it, is that this Gemara seems to indicate that it's Asur Midaraisa, that's why I need a Pasuk, that it's Mutter. But the other way to take it is, wait a second, if it were Asur Midaraisa, let's assume Yichud with a regular Midas is Asur Midaraisa. Who wrote Shir HaShirim? Just read it. Who wrote Shir HaShirim? Shlomo Melech. So Shlomo Melech was very, very smart. He's Chacham Michal Adam. But is he smart enough to change laws in the Torah? I mean, if there's an Issa Daraisa of Yichud, is Shlomo Melech authorized to come along and say, yeah, but come on, if she's your wife, then it's alright. Who authorizes Shlomo Melech to give us an exception to an Issa Daraisa? So on that level, it sounds like it must be that it's only Midivrei Kabbalah or Midrabbanan, because otherwise Shlomo Melech wouldn't be authorized to tell me that for Ishtonida it's okay. If Midaraisa were really a problem. Right? So Tosos raises that point. Tosos in Sanhedrin, Lam Zayin Amar Aleph, says, what's this pasuk of Sukkah B'Shanim Le'inyin Dam Nidos Nidrash? We darshan it with regard to Dam Nida. Kisho Meres, when the girl says, Dam Kishoshana Aduma Re'isi, I saw blood the color of a red rose, Miyad Poresh. So right away, the guy will be Porish from her, the husband will be Porish. Vim Tomar Frektosvos. If you in the Mar Makomis packet, I gave you source number 3. Vim Tomer Vayichado Raisi Kedashin Yisischa Chicha Benimecha. Isn't Yichud in the Raisa? Vechi Yasakrad the Rekabala Mishra Maidich Sibar Raisa. How can a possible be the Rekabala be Matir in the Raisa? How could Shlomo Melch come along and be Matir? What is really in the Raisa? So says also Yeshlomar, the low Asra Torah El Kain Imo. The low Avida de Mishtaria. So says a chiddush. The Torah only answers arayos that are similar to your mother, but not your mother. Right? Beni Mecha, we said that's mutter. Beni Me'im is mutter. But other arayos that are like your mother are asr. What does it mean, like your mother? No matter how long you live, you will never be mutter to marry your mother. She will always remain asr to you. So any arayos that will always remain asr to you, no matter what happens, those you're not allowed to have yichud midoraisa with. Aval nida sofali tahir. But a nida is not permanently aser. Nida ultimately will become mutter to you. She's a davar sheyesh lo matir. Right? She might be, she'll become mutter as whenever she becomes Torah. And therefore, she would not be included in the Yisrael Darais of Yichud. And that's why Shlomo Melech is able to tell us that it's mutter. That's why Pasuk and Shirushim is able to tell us that it's mutter. Wow, so a little more nuance over here. Yichud Darais includes not all Arayos, but those Arayos that will remain Arayos forever. Not those Arayos that will one day become mutter. Your wife's sister, Arayos, right? Will she ever become mutter? She can, if the wife dies. As long as your wife's alive, she'll never be mutter. But the wife dies, the wife's sister becomes mutter. So do you say that's avida de mishtaria? Would that be yichud d'arayos or yichud d'rabbanan? It's debatable, I think. What did you want, Taina? Why? She'll be mutter. What does avida de mishtaria mean? Does avida de mishtaria mean that it's possible that she'll be mutter? Or that it's most likely? It's common. Happens all the time. And what's this din? Is this a din that's based in Svar, or is it just like a Gzeres HaKasim? Oh, if she'll become mutter, then the Yisr of Yichud is not Minatar. Is that Svar? Is there a Svar to that? Or is it just Tam Gzeres HaKasim? Chor, there's a very strong Svar for it. Why is it that there would be a greater Isr Yichud for someone who will never be mutter, and a lesser Isr Yichud for someone who will one day be mutter? Why is that? It's a pretty good Svar. Yeah, you'll control yourself much more easily when you know that she'll be mutter to you. So does that work if you don't know that she'll be mutter? If it's, you know, what, you're going to wait for your wife to die and then she'll be mutter? You're not thinking along those lines. As opposed to by Anida, I mean, it's the natural order of things that she's not going to bleed forever. If she bleeds forever, she'll die. You know, hemorrhaging to death. I mean, that would be impossible for her to bleed forever. So the poskim writing of Chasnida, when they talk about vestos, this concept called vestos, which means that you look for patterns when a woman bleeds, right? And you try to predict when she's going to bleed again. So let's say a woman bleeds, she keeps on skipping, she bleeds today, 20 days later, then 21 days later, then 22 days later, then 23 days later, then 24 days later. So you have to be choshish 25 days later, right? You know, you have to be choshish that she's established a pattern for diluk, to skip a day, right? And to go one day further. So the postman discussed, what if she bled 35 days later, then 34 days later, then 33 days later, then 32 days later? Do you have to be choshish for 31 days later? So some postman say, yeah, well, why not? That's a pattern, right? Others say, no, that's a pattern that cannot continue forever. Because if it continues forever, she'll just ultimately be bleeding constantly and then she'll die. So it's impossible that it'll continue forever. Machlokes in the Nasa Kelim and Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but we assume that this kind of something like that, it's she's not going to be a nida forever. So she's avida dimishtaria. Then Tosfos says another chiddush. Umiyu hecha delo ba'al afilu nida asur l'syachid. If they didn't have bia, then even ishto nida you're not allowed to have yichud with. Even your wife was a nida, you're not allowed to have yichud with if you never yet had bia with her. If you ever learn Masachas Ksuvas, it talks about what happens if someone dies at the most inopportune time. They're all ready to go to the wedding, husband, chas and kala all ready to go, and then aviv shal chasan or ima shal kala dies. Chasan's father, kala's mother. So if they didn't have bia yet, they have to sleep in separate houses. They can't have yichud. Because they're in avelus, there's no bia, you're not allowed to bia. So they can't even have yichud. Oh, why not? She's going to become muteres eventually. Yeah, but you have to have had bia with her once. But that's even on a derabbanan level, even on a divrei kabbalah level. So although mi divrei kabbalah you're allowed to have yichud with your wife when she's in nida, no such heter applies when you never yet had bia with her. Okay, so what do we get out of this Tosfos? So what we were trying to get was, how could it be, if Yichud were Doraisa, how could it be that Shlomo HaMelech was authorized to be Mekel? And what's Tosfos' answer? Yichud is Doraisa. Shlomo HaMelech is not authorized to be Mekel. He was only Mekel on the kind of Yichud that's not Doraisa. And Tosfos' Mechadesh, that not all Yichud Arayos is Doraisa. Those Arayos that will one day be Mutter are not Doraisa. Those are only, let's call them Midivrei Kabbalah. That's what you get out of Luchor, out of Tosfos. You look in Tosfos and Shabbos stuff, you'd give them an Aleph. You know, the Gemara and Shabbos Tosfos over there quotes in Sanhedrin, the Gemara and Shabbos stuff, you'd give them, that were makish ishtonida le eshes re'ehu. We compare ishtonida to eshes re'ehu. That just like Eshes Re'ehu, hu bebigdo vihi bebigda aser, that even if you and your friend's wife are totally clothed, you're aser to sleep in the same bed. So to Ishtonida, you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed even if everybody is clothed. If everybody's wearing clothing, still you can't sleep in the same bed with Ishtonida. It's a very clear halacha. I just had this shaila over Pesach. We stayed in a hotel, so some of the rooms come with two beds. And some rooms come with a king-size bed. So someone asked me, they were in a room with a king-size bed, and they figured it wouldn't be a problem because his wife wasn't a nida anyway. But then the guy's wife became a nida on Pesach. So can they stay in the king-size bed if they put a kid in between them? They were sleeping with all their kids in their bed anyway. So if they put kids in the bed, is that acceptable? Halach is no. Halach is to sit on the same bench, on the same moving bench or something, so you put a kid in between you, that works. But in the same bed, it's us. Even hu bebigdo, hi bebigdo, it's us. Just like Eshes Re'ehu. And Rashi over there says, Mishum yichud Eshes Ish, af ishto nida. So Fractosis, wait, what happened to Suga B'Shoshanim? I thought you were allowed to have yichud. So Tos says, no, it's not about yichud over there, it's about sleeping in the same bed. That's much different than just being alone in the same room. So you're not allowed to be alone in the same room with your friend's wife anyway. That's yichud of eshes ish. But with your own wife, when she's in nida, you're allowed to be alone in the same room, but not in the same bed. Says Tosfos, in Shabbos Taf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Ma eshes re'ehu hu bigda v'yibi bigda aser, v'hasam svaru hu leser l'fisha yitzro tokfo miskaber lav biyoser. By Eshes Re'ehu, we know that it's Aser, because of course it's Aser. Right? The Gemara never said, how do I know that with your friend's wife, that you're not allowed to be in the same bed with, if you're both wearing clothing? Come on! Of course it's Aser. It's crazy to think that wouldn't be Aser. Yitzro Tokfo. Yitzro is going to be so strong. And Rashi writes, even B'yichud is Aser Midoraisa. And he says, but vein near it. The mashma is also lasu yichud benida. Tema di yichud lasu minatar leofinu meishas ish. Beshari benida, kidichsiv suga bashashanim. Vuhu bigdot, vuhu bigdot, delavi afilu beishas ish, elamid rabbanan. Asr benida meakesha, tfei avalon namesu yichud meakesha, ulamishri hu bigdot, vuhu bigdot, below yichud. Fine. So it says Tosos yichud daraisa. Again, Tosos works with the assumption Yichud is definitely an Isser Daraisa, but again, limited. Limited only to those who would be, who are never going to become Mutriyu. Now what is it? Okay, so we have let's take stock of what we have so far. Kiddushin, is it clear that Yichud is Daraisa? Not abundantly clear. We darshan a pasuk, but it's a strange drash. In Avod Zara, also Sanhedrin Chafal, but in Avod Zara Lam Zayin, we say that Yichud is clearly Daraisa. Sanhedrin, a drasha from Shir HaShirim that you're allowed to have Yichud with Ishtonida. So what are you medayik from that drasha? So Tosfos says at least you have to say that some of the things we would have thought would be in the category of Yichud Daraisa may not be in the category of Yichud Daraisa. Comes along the Rambam. Hilchos Asuri be a parachav beis halacha beis, and the Rambam writes, Lo nechshedu Yisrael al mishkav zachar v'al behema. Klal Yisrael is not chashud and violating mishkav zachar behema. L'fichach ein asu l'siachiriman. Since we're not choshesh that a Jew is going to sleep with another man or with a behema, there's no issur of yichud. V'im nisrachik afilu miyichud zachar behema reizem meshubach. And if you're nisrachik from behema or from zachar, that's really frum. You won't even have yichud with another man. That's fantastic. And when I started my rabbinic career, I started a policy immediately as soon as I became a shul rabbi, and it remains my policy to this day, to the advice of our very own Rabbi David Friedman, that I will not meet with a woman unless my wife is there or her husband is there, right? Even if we avoid Isra Yichud by keeping the door open or whatever, absolutely not going to meet with them, because it's a crazy world, you never know what you're going to be accused of or whatever. So just no such meeting will ever happen unless my wife is there or her husband is there. Okay, good policy. So I was talking to another rabbi recently, and I mentioned this, and he said, you have to get to go into much better now. You shouldn't meet with a man unless someone else is there nowadays. He said, it's that crazy. The world is that meshuggah. You have to be machmir and yichud with a man nowadays. Okay, I don't know if that's not a halacha. Says the Rambam, hereza meshubach. Good idea. Then he writes, we'll see that in the Gemara soon. But then, v'isr yichud arayos, v'isr yichud arayos mipia kabbalah. You'd expect the Rambam to say isr yichud arayos midal raisa. That's not what he says. He says mipia kabbalah. Now, where does mipia kabbalah come from? Mipia kabbalah is what? What do we refer to? What level is mipia kabbalah? At Daraisa, the Rabbanan, so it's somewhere in between. We pick up all those things that we learn from Navi. Well, where in the generation of Naviim was there an Isra of Yichud that was implemented? David HaMelech was going there. We have the Heter of Shlomo with Ishtonida. So the Rambam seems to be going against what it says Beferish in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah says Yichud of Eishas Ish is Daraisa. The Rambam says, nah, it's Midiver Kabbalah. So what does he do with the Gemara? How does he... The Gemara says, Beferish Daraisa. How can the Rambam say Midiver Kabbalah? So I always thought that maybe what the Rambam is doing over here is he's assuming that it's Machlokas and Sugyas. You have a Gemara in Kiddushin that's unclear, entirely unclear. You have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that's abundantly clear that it's Daraisa. Then you have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin, that starts playing around Pesukim and Shir HaShir. and you have Tosis Kasha. How could a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim tell me Ishto Nido's Mutter if it's really an Issadar Raisa? If Yichra Raisa is an Issadar Raisa, Pasuk in Shir Hashirim is not authorized to adjust an Issadar Raisa. So maybe the Rambam's answer is an Echinami. The Gemara in Sanhedrin must be assuming that the whole Issur Yichra Raisa is only Mitarei Kabbalah. And that's why Pasuk in Shir Hashirim is able to be Matirit. That's why Shlomo HaMelech is authorized to be matirid. So why doesn't he just say it's an Issur Drabbanan? He can't say it's an Issur Drabbanan either. Because then you wouldn't need a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim to be matirid. Meaning the Gemara in Sanhedrin is a raya that it's not midivrei, it's not midaraisa, and it's not midrabbanan. Because if it were midaraisa, then Shlomo HaMelech wouldn't be authorized to be matirid. If it were midrabbanan, you don't need Shlomo HaMelech to be matirid. So it must be midivrei Kabbalah, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech is being matir. So that lechora is the Shita Saramban. That's what it sounds like. Is there any other way to answer Tosis Kasha? Right, Tosis had this Kasha. I don't understand. If Yichud is Asur Min HaTorah, how could Shlomo HaMelech be matir? So Tosis said, oh, it must be that he's only being matir, a kind of Yichud that's not Asur Min HaTorah. It's Yichud HaRayos, but it's a Yichud HaRayos. It's not Asur Min HaTorah because it's Sofalita. It's a great Chiddush. They're not all HaRayos are the same. Then we have the Rambam saying, Machlokas HaSugis. That one sugya says Yichud HaRaisa, Yichud HaRaisa Daraisa, and then you have Sanhedrin, Yichud HaRaisa not Daraisa. There's a third possibility. We never said Yichud HaRaisa is Daraisa. If you look carefully at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, what did it say? What's Daraisa? Look carefully at that Gemara. Where is it? You have it here? Source number 1. What did it say over there? What's Daraisa? Last two lines. Yichud HaRaisa. De Eshes Ish. Maybe that's only Eshes Ish. You know, the whole Gemara and Shabbos, we start discussing Eshes Ish versus your own wife. It's all about Eshes Ish. Maybe Yichud with other Arayos is not Daraisa. Maybe only Yichud of Eshes Ish is Daraisa. Why would there be a difference in Eshes Ish versus other Arayos? It's a strong question. One could maybe hear that it's a dual Isser. It's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and Ben Adam L'Makom. Because he's taking away someone else's spouse. As opposed to Yichud with, as opposed to Bia with Arayos in general. He's only Ben Adam L'Makom. There could be reasons to be machalik between Eshes Ish. So maybe that's what the Rambam understood. That Yichud with Eshes Ish Darayos, Yichud Arayos Midivrei Kabbalah. Of other Arayos outside of Eshes Ish is Midivrei Kabbalah. Right? The Rambam doesn't make that chilek though. So you know, it leads you to believe that that's not pshat in the Rambam. But maybe that's pshat in something. Maybe that may be correct, whether it's pshat in the Rambam or not. Now, if you look in the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam, the Magen Mishnah says, "Oh, v'is yichud harayos, which is mipia kabbalah." Says the Magen Mishnah, "V'perakein ma'amidin maskana di yichud harayos min haTorah va'asa David gazrafil yichud depnuya va'asa shamvil gazrafil yichud dekudas." Magen Mishnah says, "Yeah, you know, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says." What? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah said Daraisa min haTorah, and the Rambam says Mipia Kabbalah. How does that work? Magen Mishnah doesn't explain. He just says, you know, it's just like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, but it's actually the opposite of what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says. Very strange Magen Mishnah. But maybe not totally strange, because if you look back at that Gemara in Sanhedrin, so what did the Gemara say? Um, you had the min, say to Rav Kahana, I don't understand, Rav Kahana, how do you have this flammable material right next to this massive flame and not expect an explosion? You have Yetzer Hara, a man and his wife, you're going to let them have Yichud, not expect an explosion? Omar Leh, what does he say? HaTorah hi ida aleinu Suga Bashoshan. The Torah is made on us. Suga Bashoshan. Where is the pasuk of Suga Bashoshanim? Shira Shirim. And yet, what does it say? HaTorah hi ida aleinu. That's not the Torah. That's Nach. That's not the Torah. So the Gemara itself seems to sort of blur the lines between Divrei Kabbalah and Daoraisa. I mean, sometimes when we say Daoraisa, or when we say Minat Torah, what we mean is that it's not Midrabanan. Understand? There's a difference. To say that something is not Midrabanan is not always the same as saying that it is Minat Torah. Not Midrabanan might just mean that it's Midivrei Kabbalah. So sometimes when we say Minat Torah, we really mean it's from the Torah. Sometimes we say Minat Torah, we just mean that it's higher than a Drabana. So probably that's how the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam. That when the Rambam says that Yichud Arayos is Midivrei Kabbalah, Mipia Kabbalah, that what the Rambam is saying is that that's Pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. When the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Yichud Arayos is Minat Torah, it means Midivrei Kabbalah. It means not midrabanan. Beis Dino Shel David was a later midivrei kabbalah. You'd have to say that, because the Gemara makes three steps. You have the Doraisa, you have Beis Dino Shel David, and the Beis Dino Shel David was also midivrei kabbalah l'chara, right? Unless you say Beis Dino Shel David is not psukim. It's a tradition that we have that David was gozer on Yichud. So that wouldn't have the status of Divrei Kabbalah. When it's actually canonized as part of Tanakh, and we could derive something from it, that's me Divrei Kabbalah. And David was a din derabbanan, but an early din derabbanan, meaning not every din that was made by a Navi has a status of Divrei Kabbalah. Not every din that was taught to us by Moshe Rabbeinu has a status of Daraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was making dinim derabbanan also. He was a rabbi, so he was able to make dinim derabbanan. So it could be what the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is telling us from the psukim in Shir HaShirim or wherever you have a din midivrei kabbalah of Yichud. From what David HaMelech did is gzeira that he made, but not psukim, is gzeira that he made. You have an early derabbanan of Yichud. That's for Yichud Pnuya. Then you have a later derabbanan with the Beis Din of Shammai and Hillel. That's a later derabbanan of Yichud. But none of it's really min ha-Torah, min ha-Torah. None of it's really midaraisa. And when the Gemara says, ki yisischa chicha ben imecha, I pasuk in the Torah, yeah, but come on, that's not a real drasha. That's obviously a remez, you might say. So Balia tells us clearly understand that yichud with arayos, or at least with some arayos, is daraisa. It's clearly the pashut reading of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam might hold not that way. I might hold that it's all midivrei kabbalah. Now, do we have time for? If you look quickly at the Trumas Hadashin, in source number 11, v'yichrei shesish nami daraisa gedis perakein mamidin, v'yafakav deram kas v'deinu midivrei kabbalah. Even though the Rambam says it's only midivrei kabbalah, I thought it's daraisa. Gemara says daraisa. Ha'ihu nami kasav de priyas rosh bi she'enu el zehirus midrabanu k'demuchav l'shono. U'mistam esrile ha'depark talmud de daraisa ratzlom and remez daraisa yeshla. V'imkeinu adin yichu nami. The Rambam must understand that when the Gemara says daraisa, it really means remez daraisa. But that it's not a real din daraisa. So that's what we're suggesting. That Doraisa doesn't always mean Doraisa. Doraisa might mean Remez Doraisa. Okay, we're going to have to analyze that Rambam a little bit further tomorrow in light of the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Okay, we'll take a look at Hashem tomorrow. We'll try to go a little bit deeper into that Rambam, and then we'll try to deal with, okay, if it is Divrei Kabbalah, then what? What does that tell us in terms of Safek? Safek Darabanan, we know Lekula. Safek Daraisa, we know Lekumra. What about Divrei Kabbalah? Where does that fit?